Poets who also teach often tell their students that poems are everywhere. We just need to look, listen, reflect. Syracuse poet and publisher Eric V.D. Luft demonstrates how one might do this in his lovely meditation on reading in a car service waiting room. I knew it might be a long wait, so I brought copies of Blood and Thunder and The Healing Muse to read. I study them. The technician comes in and tells me that I need brake pads, an air filter, a cabin filter, a shock absorber, a tire rotation, and an oil change. Gladly, I say, go ahead, do it, whatever it takes. A week ago, I was sitting in another waiting room reading Wordsworth and John Clare, the waiting room of the ICU where my brother-in-law lay dying. We did not say, even sadly, go ahead, do it, whatever it takes. We let him go. However complicated, it is relatively easy to put a car back together, to make it perfect again, humming along, running like new. How difficult to repair a person. We let him go. Even the most smoothly running car is not as valuable, as important, as lovable, as the most miserable, broken, moribund human life.